Now, a new documentary called We the Vision tells the story of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's only newspaper by and for black students. The paper is called The Black Voice. It was created in the early 1970s and shut down after a few years. In 2015, a student decided to bring it back, and they've been reporting stories ever since. Niall Lansana is director of We the Vision. He was also co-editor-in-chief of The Black Voice in the 2020-21 school year. Niall, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, how you doing, Rob?
Good. And Alexis Yancey is an Emmy Award-winning broadcast journalist. She's from Milwaukee and was a reporter for The Black Voice in the 70s. Alexis, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Niall, let's start with you. Why was it important for you to tell the story of The Black Voice in this documentary?
I think that there has been such an important history and such an important legacy of journalists and excellent students that have come up through The Black Voice. And it is a story that is unsung and untold and uncelebrated. And as someone who came through The Black Voice, I was honored to be able to have the opportunity to tell that story in documentary format, because The Black Voice has been amplifying Black voices and students from marginalized communities on UW-Madison's campus for generations. And it's been like super wonderful to see all of that pertinent history come together in this documentary.
Alexis, you reported for The Black Voice in its first incarnation in the 70s. Can you talk about what the creation and then working at The Black Voice meant back then?
It was exciting. Here, you know, we were given a chance to get out in the field and report outside of the classroom. And for Black students, journalism was really new to us at that time. And so we were really pioneering in the field. And so it was wonderful to be able to have a place to be able to report on issues that were affecting us on campus, as well as what was going on campus and at other Black colleges and in Black communities across the nation.
Niall, an important part of the story for you is why The Black Voice was needed, you say, then and now. Can you talk a little more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The Black Voice was needed then because there was no space for Black students to share their stories on campus. And coming out of the 1969 Black student strike, those students like Alexis saw how necessary it was to be able to express themselves freely and make sure that they're lifting each other's voices up as a means of like being able to go through the day-to-day struggles of being a Black student on UW-Madison's campus. And like, I think it was wild to see in going through the university archives and reading some of the first iterations of The Black Voice, how the issues that they were going through in the 70s is a lot of the same stuff that we're talking about now, but also like just like they had poems back then. Like myself, I'm a poet, being able to see how they expressed joy and they expressed and how they built community through journalism is the exact same way that I was able to do it when I was coming through The Black Voice. And I think the documentary We the Vision does a beautiful job of exemplifying that.
Alexis, you went on to a career in journalism, as I mentioned. How did your time with The Black Voice as a student influence you as a journalist?
It was a tremendous influence, especially under the direction of Assistant Professor Pam Johnson, the first Black professor that I had in Madison and the first Black woman to teach male or female, I believe, in the J School at the University of Wisconsin. And so being able to report for The Black Voice, and also I reported the news segment on Blackness Radio, and that actually spurred my career into television journalism. And so it was very influential for me.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, how, you know, getting clips in the paper, getting that broadcast experience, did it help open up professional opportunities for you? Because I think a lot of times you apply for a journalism job, they want to see your clips.
Exactly. And basically at that time, what you had was what we did for The Black Voice, what I did for Blackness, and what I did for my classes. And eventually in my senior year, I was actually able to do some couple of reports for one of the television stations in Madison. But I couldn't have gotten there without the experience that I had at the Black Voice and Blackness.
Niall, Alexis mentioned earlier that a career in journalism, the door didn't necessarily look open to Black students in the 70s. There are still reports that Black reporters are underrepresented in the media. Are you hoping the new incarnation of the Black Voice could be part of solving that?
Absolutely. I think that the quality has never lacked with Black journalists. It's about the opportunities. It's about the doors being open. And we've been banging on the door for decades, and we're going to continue to bang on the door because our stories are worthy of being told. And we are excellent at telling those stories and making those connections. Like, some of the students that have come through the Black Voice have interned at Essence Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, like some of the best publications in the country. And that's not going to change. And all of that work is coming from the Black Voice. All of those students are coming through the Black Voice. And it has been such an empowering resource and platform for myself, and I know for many other of the students who come through.
Alexis, as we wrap up, what does it mean for you to, you know, to have done this in the 70s and then a new generation picks up the torch years later?
It's really great to see. I myself, as one of those people who rose to the ranks of being a network news producer at CBS News, it is inspiring because we have paved the way for others to come behind us. And that's what we wanted to do. And we have thousands in media right now, but at now there's more thousands, more media outlets, but it's still, we still aren't represented fully in each of those organizations. And so it's very important for us to continue the legacy and for us to mentor more journalists coming into the field who are African-American.
Alexis, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Niall, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, absolutely.
That was Alexis Yancey and Niall Lansana, two alums of UW-Madison's newspaper buy-in for Black students called The Black Voice. They're with us today to talk about the story of the paper and a new documentary about it called We the Vision. It's playing at the Marquee Theater at UW-Madison tomorrow evening at 6:00.